These are your latest Newcastle headlines, and it was a good day at the office for the Magpies on Tuesday night as they booked their place in the fourth round of the FA Cup with a comprehensive 4-1 victory over League One Rochdale in their third round replay. An Ogun O'Connell own goal and strikes from Matty Longstaff, Miguel Almiron and Joe Linton, the latter breaking a long goal drought, was enough to seal Newcastle's place in round four, where they will take on Oxford at St James's Park on January the 25th. Boss Steve Bruce was pleased with his side's performance, particularly with the return from injury of Matt Ritchie, who lasted 69 minutes of the contest. Bruce praised the Scotland international by saying, "We've missed him. We've been without some of our big players for a long time. When he's around, the whole place is alive. He wants to play and is a great pro." Bruce is also keen to be active during the remainder of the January transfer window, although he has revealed they have already suffered a couple of setbacks in the market. One player they were reportedly after was Chelsea forward Olivier Giroud, who looks instead set to join Inter Milan. Bruce said, "We've had one or two who it wasn't possible to get. We're still trying for one or two. We've got a couple of plates spinning around." Bruce is set for a meeting with owner Mike Ashley later this week, as he is due on Tyneside. Elsewhere, and the future of Dwight Gayle at Newcastle remains up in the air. Aston Villa were interested in signing the forward, but it appears they have now pulled out of the race. However, Championship club Nottingham Forest are still said to be interested. Newcastle reportedly value Gayle at around £20 million.